The five-year farm bill was passed on a 64-35 vote Thursday afternoon. The 10-year, $980 billion bill covers a number of programs, including food stamps and farm commodities. This version of the farm bill creates a new approach to protecting dairy farmers from wide swings in milk prices. The Dairy Security Act contained within the bill is a risk management safety net that stabilizes price shifts by allowing farmers to buy insurance that pays out when the margin between the price that the farmer is paid and the cost of producing milk drops too low. New York Farm Bureau President Dean Norton says for the past couple years, they've been working with ag organizations, cooperatives, and others to create a solution to volatile dairy prices.
The Dairy Security Act is what we had come up with, and that passed through the Senate. What that essentially will do is introduce a margin insurance program to those producers who want to partake in that program, and it will be completely government funded. The only thing that USDA is going to require is that you agree to go into a voluntary supply management program, but it is voluntary, and it's good for dairy because it's going to help alleviate some of those highs and lows that we've experienced over the last decade and make things a little more manageable and help producers cover their bottom line.
Vermont Congressman Peter Welch notes that the Farm Bill's Dairy Security Act is major reform advocated by Vermont and New York farmers.
A major reform is to move away from this MILC payment program to market stabilization. And it's something that can give more stability to farmers so they can count on a price and less expense to taxpayers. But this was farmer-led. And those of us in Congress who support the farmers are basically doing the things that make sense to our farmers to do.
The farm bill now moves to the House, where Congressman Welch says it faces two big issues.
Number one, we still have to fight to get the dairy provisions in, and that's going to be a challenge, but I'm more confident that we can do it than I was 2 months ago. But second, the big budget battle is on the nutrition program. That Ryan budget that passed the House cut nutrition by over $30 billion. And it's far too severe to be cutting nutrition that way. The Senate cut nutrition by $4 billion. That's tough, but probably manageable. So the big battle in the House will be to move much closer to that Senate number to make certain that folks who need food have food.
Dean Norton expects any problems to occur during conference committee.
There's a $10 billion price tag difference that's got to be negotiated. And what I hear out of the House is they're wanting to take it out of the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Program. We'll see where they go, but no one thought we were going to get it through the Senate. And it's important that we get this done by the end of the government's fiscal year, end of September. If we don't get it done by then, the dollars that will be available for a farm bill will be drastically less than what we have today. And then we will be looking at substantive cuts of ag programs, environmental programs, and the nutrition programs.
The House Agriculture Committee is expected to begin work on the 2012 Farm Bill on July 11th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.